large room, wooden big doors, and Arabic pattern curtains covering the windows. That's PO71 Hall, in the new Cairo campus of AUC, the American University in Cairo. Nothing special about this hall, except the name, PO71.
You see around you the names of some of those donors on the fountains, on the squares, on the buildings like the Vasily Auditorium in which we sit today.
That was Boyd Height, a former chairman of AUC Board of Trustees, in the new Cairo campus inauguration in April 2009. In this campus, all the buildings and halls are named after people, rich people. Like Waleed Building, which is named after Waleed bin Talal, a Saudi businessman and member of the Saudi royal family. It's also the building where PO71 is located. In 2008, when the new campus started functioning, PO71 was Suzan Mubarak Hall. She was AEC alumna and the First Lady of Egypt for 30 years. In the new campus inauguration, Suzan delivered a speech stressing on the importance of education, technology, and how the internet is an empowering tool.
The advances in information and communication technologies have opened up social, political, economic, and cultural pathways for change. The internet, the great information highway, with its self-organizing system and horizontal structure, has literally brought the whole wide world into our homes.
2 years later, Mrs. Mubarak's expectations came true. The internet was the tool that people used to communicate and call for a 25th January revolution in 2011. The revolution that ended Suzanne's husband's regime. Changing the names of the buildings that were named after Mr. and Mrs. Mubarak was happening all over Egypt. Suzan Mubarak Hospital was changed to 25 Revolution. Mubarak Primary School in Fayoum became Freedom School. And the same thing happened to Suzan Mubarak Hall in AUC. Dr. Hanan Saba, anthropology professor, remembers those days clearly.
After the 2011 revolution, and the room that we're talking about was called Suzan Mubarak Room, and hence many people felt this was totally unacceptable. So it went to, after sets of deliberations, tried to come up with names. In the end, it remained the number.
And this number was PO71. That was the end of a repressive regime, and a start of new one. After Mubarak, the Supreme Council of the Armed Forces took control over the country. During this period, more than 150 people died, an innumerable number were injured due to the security forces' excessive violence. June 2013, Mohamed Morsi was the first democratically elected president of Egypt. And 1 year later, he was jailed. Armed forces took control again, and Abdel Fattah el-Sisi became the president in 2014. Suppressive censorship and preventative security forces remain the same, exactly as before the revolution. On the anniversary of the 25th revolution 2016, the Italian graduate student Giulio Regini disappeared. According to the New York Times, his body was found 9 days later alongside the Cairo-Alexandria highway, naked from the waist down, extremely tortured. Regini was a Cambridge PhD student. He came to Egypt to conduct a sensitive research in Egyptian labor unions. He was also a visiting scholar at AEC, which left the students and faculty members in a great sorrow. However, Dr. Fayal Ghazoul, English literature professor, decided to take an action.
I was very touched because he was a young scholar who had come to Egypt to do research in his field. And he was interested in it, and he got everything right, he got the permission to do it, and so on. And then we hear that he was killed, and we don't know how he was killed, and why it happened, and so on. So I thought, although I did not know him personally, I thought we should have a memorial service for him, something to remember him with.
It was an open invitation for the AEC community. They named it Memorial Service to commemorate our tragic loss, and it took place in Waleed Building at PO71 Hall.
And in that memorial service, Rabab el-Mahdi, who is now the chair of political science and who was his advisor, proposed that we name the room, which used to be named Suzan Mubarak, and now it's just called 071, Plaza 071, that we should name it after Regini, after Giulio Regini, in memory, because we are having the memorial service there and so on.
Scholars and students started an initiative to rename the room after Regini.
For the second time now, trying to change the name of the room from PO71, which is totally generic and nondescript, to the Regini room. And that was also part of a series of fellowships to be offered to students in the name of Regini and as part of a lecture series that was going to happen. At the time, and given the larger political context, I think debates went back and forth. And somehow, by making no decision formally, that was a decision that was made not to actually move in the direction that might at that time, and presumably also at now, at this present moment, create animosities, quote unquote, or sensitivities with the larger political system.
I didn't know before this year that Zahol's name was Suzanne Mubarak. Most of the current students don't know too. Yes, Suzanne Mubarak's name was taken off, but Regini's name didn't replace it. I'm afraid that after many years, Regini's name will only be preserved in the abundant archives of AUC, while only the names of people who could afford it will be hanging on our walls. This audio documentary was produced by Reem Hassan for the audio production course at the American University in Cairo, taught by Professor Kim Fox in the fall semester of 2018. Special thanks to Dr. Hanan Saba and Dr. Ferial Ghazoul for their interviews. Music is Baby Girl by Bedru Broomfman, Sunless by Masia Vlad Murillo, and Intense Cinematic Background from YouTube Audio Library.